Everybody, welcome back. We are here at Spocast Season 2, Episode 1. I'm Johnny Cashmere, along with the regulars, Big 80s Donnie B. What's up, brother?
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Wonderful. Tom Grayson, what's up, my man?
How you doing, Johnny? Good to see you.
Oh, love the voice, brother.
Sorry, dealing with laryngitis, man. You know how it was this week.
Jessica Khan or whatever going. I like it. What's up, JP?
What's up, guys? Dealing with the same thing, losing my voice. It was a crazy, crazy weekend.
So right off the bat, we got a lot of heads in here, yo. We got Irish Brat. We got the Batman of Burlington. We got both members of Silk City Kings. We got Brandon Downey. I'm loving it, dude. So they're nice. All here. Thanks for coming in, guys. We're going to show the cinematic match in a few minutes between Pat Dynamite and Joe Clean. If you were there, you saw it. We're also going to run down Endgame. We are going to explain what happened, the ins and outs. We are going to, of course, do the good, the bad, and the ugly of WrestleMania weekend. And if you can see, I made the little good, the bad, and the ugly thing on AI, and they omitted the D. So it's
nice work, a lot of
a lot of letters have been omitted from signs lately. I just figured it was the motif. I would go with it. So a lot tonight. All new champions in SPO. Every single title changed hands. What marks? So yeah, guys. I don't get it. But May 19th, we announced it. Heroes Welcome. Tickets are already on sale. Check it out. Front Row is available right now. So check that out. But it was a great weekend. We're going to get into it in a minute. But first, everybody, we're going to watch the cinematic match. What do you say? Let me shut off this banner. Let's give it our full attention, brothers. Here it is, everybody. The cinematic match. If you missed it, at least here it is.
Oh, kill you, Joe Clean!
This helmet didn't help at all. This is an exploding.
No. You can't do that in
closet.
Here. You can't do that in here. Don't do it.
No.
Whoa. Don't give it back to me.
Wow.
The first ever match on Spocast. We can do matches just. We can do matches just for the Spocast in the future, guys. That was excellent.
You know what I love about it, guys? Like, legit, no bullshit. It just shows creativity and thinking outside the box and taking a chance and something different. I know some people look at it and go, "Oh shit, that's stupid" or "That's lame," but I think it was so fun and cool. And I'm telling you, yesterday when they played that on the wall, every single person in there was watching it, and they were rolling with it and laughing and responding. And then when the guys came in and started fighting live in live time, they were with it. So I don't know. I loved it. I'm just such a fan of outside the box thinking. And all I kept thinking when I saw that, man, back in the day, if we had Cannon got his hands into something like that, dude, we would have had a field day, dude. But I got to make sure he sees that. He'll be a big fan of that. Nicely done.
Thank you, sir. Thank you
very much. Thank you.
That was a lot of fun to watch. And yes, they did fight into the arena at the end when the explosion happened. Pat came flying through the curtain from the explosion and the match continued. I've yet to see the match myself, so I'm excited to see the rest of it.
It was pretty cool. It was well done, man. It was high risk. They took some big bumps. The crowd was kind of split. They were chanting for both of them. They really were. Both of them, I swear. Pat Dynamite had a lot of fans. And they were going back and forth, chanting Pat Dynamite and then Joe Clean. It was back and forth.
Wow.
You'll see. And that little Pat Dynamite, I was watching him. He kind of reminds me of the heel that Jack Perry, that Jungle Boy, could be.
Asshole
kind of arrogant heel. I don't know. That's what Jungle Boy should be doing. Something like that. Just a guy that you want to punch. I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
I love what Pat Dynamite's doing.
Me too.
Yeah.
What up, DeVito? How you doing, bro?
Really?
DeVito's here.
Wow. Yep. It was good seeing DeVito, man. I haven't seen DeVito in a minute.
You spent so much time over the weekend at the arena, awesome, that game changer.
Nice.
Very nice. I'm just editing the live stream on Instagram real quick because we went down for a second. So I'm popping the new one in.
Yeah, it was cool seeing those guys. And Loke, I know Loke. I didn't hang out with Loke or know him as well as I know DeVito, but I'm a big fan of Loke, big fan of DeVito. Huge shout out to Mr. Too Cold Scorpio, who was there yesterday. Obviously Homicide, but yes. Too Cold, man. Like I've said on this podcast, he was in the main event of my very first show against Doug Gilbert back in 95 or 96. So that tells you how long ago. And Nova gave a big shout out to Too Cold. We're big fans of Too Cold, the person and the wrestler. It was good catching up with him yesterday, and it was glad to see him. I was glad to see him, dude. It was good.
And he had a killer. You imagine the weekend he had? He was working everywhere, midnight on Friday, and then he must have had five matches this weekend, and every one of them were better than the other.
he still
looks great, man. I'm happy for him. He's alive and well in the year 2024, and he told me he doesn't have to be out on the road. He doesn't have to be doing this. He said he still likes doing it. Thinks he's got a little bit of gas left in the tank, and he's gonna run until the wheels fall off. And I love Tuchel, man. I think he's awesome.
And Tara Becker said the best surprise was B-Boy. That's right, from the High Five, one of my boys.
Hey.
Yeah,
we're keeping
any boy.
We're keeping the motif going, fellas. So
that was a hell of a room yesterday at the Indy Hall of Fame. When you think about it, Joel, yeah, Dewey,
B-Boy. There was a lot of people there.
Everybody was there, man. It was great.
But there's B-Boy on the left there. You see him in the picture of all of us. That's Dewey on the bottom, Trent Acid, and then me. And then next to me is Nate Hatred, the Messiah, and Adam Flash. So if you're paying attention, unfortunately, you know, Trent and Nate are no longer with us. But Messiah's still around. I'm sorry. Adam's still around. So if you're paying
attention. What's Adam up to, Johnny? Adam Flash, what's he doing?
I don't know. We're waiting for him to surface. It's going to happen.
Anyone watching, like, anyone who's in contact with Adam Flash, please tell him that the Backseat Boys would like to get him in contact somehow, some way. But anyway, as you'll see on the screen.
On the screen is all of us. So it's from left to right in the ring, arms up in the air, full of themselves, big marks. We have JP, we have B-Boy, we have Rick, Effin' Blade, Tommy, and me. That's awesome. And I wrote old heads are the shit because that's our
Rick Blade in the middle. I thought it was Mr. Olympia.
Yeah, really.
Seeing Shorty yesterday too, man. Bro, I didn't recognize her. She came, like, we're outside. She came walking over and I'm like, how you doing? And then it dawned on me. I was like, holy shit, this is Shorty. And then I gave her a big hug and awesome. Shorty was so awesome, dude. Hitting spots back in the day and
she's
shit
great.
That nobody was doing. Such a nice, like I said a million times, good to see them have become two grown, productive adult members of society with children that are thriving and going to be productive members of society. Love
it. Hell yeah. That's awesome. So real quick, guys, we'll start the good, the bad, the ugly in a minute. I think we should start with the good, to be honest with you. Before we start, this kind of goes with the good, so I'm going to use it as the opener. We have a brand new title belt that was given to us by our esteemed benefactor and creator, Mr. Don Oldbucci. So here it is, guys. Check this out real quick. So we now have the Trent Acid Skywalker title in gold for our actual heavyweight title. That just, I don't know, man. It just means the world to me. There they are both, one on top of the other. The top is the silver one. The silver one is the one Channing Decker now has. He won it off of Two Cold Scorpio. Yes, you heard that right. He won it off of Two Cold Scorpio. It was an insane night. SPO Wrestling, SPO is completely turned on its head right now. So we're going to kind of concentrate on good, the bad, and the ugly of WrestleMania before we even get to that. So, Donnie, I know you're excited for this. Do you want to start us off with some of the good?
The good overall for the weekend, I got to say, man, just the positivity and love that I saw yesterday. I it's no secret. I went with Johnny and Rick and Shorty. We went to the Indy Hall of Fame, and they inducted Trent. And Johnny, my boy, hit it out of the park. He was nervous. I'm pulling the curtain back a little bit, but he was a little nervous going up there doing the speech, but he did a phenomenal job. Hit all the marks that he had to. He was like a perfect orator up there. I loved it. The whole thing was fantastic. I thought Missy Hyatt's induction for Eddie Gilbert was great. Missy said a lot of great stuff up there. She never gets enough credit. Even Carino said that. Mercedes Martinez, never really met her. I think I met her once years ago. Super great lady. And if I was Tony Khan, I'd put some money into that older model Mercedes rather than the new one, if you know what I mean. No offense. I think Mercedes Martinez is awesome, dude. Carino, obviously, brother from a different mother. I love Steve. Known him since 1994. Mm-hmm. It was great seeing him. I never met his son, Beck, before. Colby, I've known since the day he was born. I think I was at the show when Steve said he brought him to his first show at 3 weeks old. I'm pretty sure I was there. But great seeing him. The Briscoe family, awesome seeing all them. Heart goes out to them, obviously, every time. And I got emotional watching Johnny get emotional when he embraced Mark. That was something, dude. But the whole thing was great. Of course, Sabu no-showed, but we'll get that'll be another part of this. But the good overall was just how blown away I was and impressed by the operation. So, I never thought – an indie Hall of Fame would do anything. I actually thought when I first heard of it, it was kind of dumb, but I didn't really understand it or think that it could be pulled off properly until I was sitting there yesterday. And all kudos go to Brett and his crew. I shook Brett Lauderdale's hand at the end of the event, and I said, brother, it was a hell of an event. It was awesome. I said, and you are the best promoter in the United States. And, you know, he said, thank you. That means a lot coming from me. And I said, don't thank me, man. I said, you earned all this. But I stand by that statement. I think he's currently the best promoter in the United States. Pound for pound, dollar for dollar, whatever you want to say.
We had a lot of fun on that collective. That would be my good, would be the collective. I had so much fun in that battle royal thing, the cluster FU, you know, cluster battle royal.
Yeah.
That was so much fun. Like, Donnie, I was in the locker room next to Aja Kong for like an hour.
That's crazy.
And I'm thinking, dude, honestly, I'm not going to lie. I'm thinking they have an Aja Kong gimmick here. Like, someone, that's what I thought. You know, I said hi. That was it. No big deal. I get in the ring. The next person or two after me, they announced the real Aja Kong comes out in the ring. And that's when it finally dawned on me that they actually had Aja Kong in the friggin' battle royal. I couldn't believe it.
That's wild, dude. I'm gonna have to come see that.
I never had so much fun going to a show. Like, that was so much fun going to GCW.
It was
a blast. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. It was like a whole like party, a vibe. Everyone was just like soaking in like everyone's character and gimmick. And then, you know, the Punjabi, you know, prison match was off the chain. The Bollywood boys,
oh my god,
they stole the show. You know, shout out to all of the teams, but the Bollywood boys, Harv and Gerv, they brought authenticity to the Punjabi prison match that was very much needed. So shouts out to them, the Bollywood boys, love them.
Yeah,
that whole thing from its entirety was amazing.
Yeah, they bled buckets, man. They're a good tag team, those guys. I was amazed. God bless them. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. You guys got to see Paul London, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You got that picture here.
There it is.
Hey. Yeah.
Boom.
Sweet.
Look at the person lurking. Look at the person lurking between Paul and Tommy.
Looks like Jim Kentner.
It's actually it's Dominic De Niro. Shouts out to him.
Oh my God, you're right. Tommy. It is.
Doesn't look like Kentner?
A little bit, but he's right.
He's got
De Niro,
like a purple collar on?
Yep.
I said,
all right, maybe I'm wrong.
No, it's De Niro. De Niro's cool shit.
All right.
Yep. Yeah. Dom is the homie from New York. He was at the American Dream Mall with us, actually. He works for Kevin Apollo and, you know, a few other promoters. Book Dominic De Niro. I say that now. You know, he's a good brother. He's a good boy. Yeah. He takes care of the locker room. He cleans up after himself and, you know, overall just a really good worker. So, you know, that's all we could ask for.
Yeah, definitely. And about last week, we talked about people having body odor in the locker room. On Thursday, when we were going to wrestle Primal Fear, I saw the one guy go to his bag and spray body spray up and down his body. And I said, thank you, brother.
Yes. So, yes.
We are rewarding good behavior. We're not just disciplining bad behavior. We're rewarding good behavior as well.
You spray up and you show hygiene, you will be shown favors by the spouse. See?
This is them. That's the three. That's our, we had a, you know, like a little feud going. The guy in the middle on the left is the one that has good hygiene. I mean, they all have good hygiene, but you know what
I mean. I like those guys, man. I said on the show once or twice, they're all in shape. They can work. I just think they got to fine tune what they are. That's the biggest thing, I think. I still don't know what Primal Fear is.
We're going to work on that because they made their
presence. It's going to be done.
You know, they ran out on the cage and whatever. I was surprised when I got there because I wasn't even there, Donnie. We didn't get there in time.
I know. You know,
some shit went down. I mean, these guys, I finally get there. I'm in my black outfit from the Hall of Fame. I go out. These guys are laying in the ring. I had to go back and watch the footage of what happened from the rep and from Dewey.
That was your boy, Dewey. Dewey did all that. He started booking. He went into business for himself, dude.
Sure did.
I almost died when I found out about that. I was like, what the shit? But this clown actually went into business for himself because you weren't there and just started running his own thing and just insanity, dude. I would have, bro, I'm not telling you what to do, but if I was the promoter and I got back to an event and somebody did that, I would have wiped the floor with him, dude. Yep.
Well, it was unexpected. Like, I look at it like this. Yes, my guard was down because of the hectic WrestleMania weekend. Like, it was a very unique situation where I had my guard down a little bit. We were on no sleep. We were out doing all these matches at weird hours. And Donnie and do we use that to slip in and start like manipulating people? You know, like now he's got Jordan Oliver, he's manipulating. And I can already see Jordan straying from the light side into the dark side. I can just see it in his eyes. And it's like, it's sad to watch that Dewey even has that kind of pull on people.
Kind of pissed me off a little because I'm the one who booked that match.
Yeah, thanks.
And I didn't know anything about Dewey being with him yesterday. I had no idea.
Well, who knew? I mean, here, look, now Dewey's aligned himself with our new champion. Like the whole reason Decker's champion Dewey came out and helped him beat Too Cold.
Is that white tape on his boot or am I seeing things?
Yeah, his boot was discount Dewey Donovan. His boot was falling apart.
Oh, he's
looks like toilet paper.
Anyway. So more of the good. So any more good guys? What else do you guys have for good? Here's some pictures of us.
Oh, who's that?
These are pretty good. That's you. And that's a moi with the deflated chest. And then there's another one on here of Tommy Boy. There we go. So nice background from the ECW arena. Right. And Donnie, this one's for you. Are you ready for this? I'm going to explain what this is in a second. This is Brian Myers and Hornswoggle getting their picture taken by Nick
is
Burke.
Is that Nick Burke?
Yes. Oh. I said, Burke, I have a picture of you taking a picture of Hornswoggle and Myers. And he was so excited. He made me send it to him.
That is awesome. What was he just hanging out? What was he doing there?
He was hanging out. Yeah. He asked to borrow a little end of our gimmick table so he could sell his Nicky Benz 8x10.
Just a little fraction.
No way.
Yeah, we subletted.
Looking 8x10s.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Are you ribbing me?
No, we subletted to him.
There's proof. There's
Did anybody
proof.
Know who he was? I'm not knocking Nick. I love Nick, but
I don't know.
Oh, all right.
That I couldn't tell you.
I would have bought one. I would have traded him one of my Rick Ratchet Donnie B 8x10s.
Yeah. How about this for good, guys? You guys got to hang out with your boy Rob Van Dam. Tell us about that.
Man, that was
part of the festivities of Mania.
Mm-hmm. So real quick, you know, it's a historic legacy going back to 2019 that we indulge with the Master Sage. And I'm not going to divulge what that means. If you know, you know. But RVD is the Master Sage, and it is time-honored tradition for the backseats to indulge with the Master Sage WrestleMania weekend. And we fulfilled the prophecy because we did it at the ECW Arena with Rob Van Dam.
That's awesome.
He's cool, though. He's cool. We got to ride with Rob a handful of times. He remembered us. He actually, you know, the first words out of his mouth were, I was actually thinking of you guys and, you know, why I haven't seen yous, you know, lately and whatnot. And, you know, we got to catch up. So shout out to RVD, man. You know, the most humble, down to earth guy of his status that, you know, has every reason not to be. But, you know, he's living the life. You know, literally Decker and I went the next day to go see him at one of his signings, and he had a line out the door, but he still, you know, made time to, you know, say hi to us really quick. So just shouts out to him and Katie Forbes, man.
He's
love
just
him.
Cool, man. Like certain people, bro, you can't train to be cool. You know, like Scott Hall, you know what I mean? You're cool. You just are or you aren't. And if you're not, that's fine. There's still a place for you in the business, but if you're cool, you're cool. Rob is cool. That's, you know, is what it is.
Do you spit in the face of people that don't want to be cool, Donnie?
Oh, I have. Good. I don't like apples, though. I like applesauce.
Connor Rossi, Danger Ross just said from Live Danger, RVD looking jacked, too. So I guess they smell their own because Live Danger is looking phenomenal lately.
Those guys are looking RVD. Jacked as hell, too. I never met them. I watched them yesterday. There's something there. I mean, they obviously they got to train and work and do all that, but they definitely have some kind of potential, a good babyface team. There was three of them, right? There was another kid in a red jersey.
Yeah. Ziggy
what was
Danger.
His name? Ziggy Man or
Ziggy,
something?
Ziggy, yeah. He's like their pledge. They call him their pledge.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It is. I like it.
Bro.
Yeah, and they're very marketable, Donnie. Let me tell you something. They were at the JB Bakery with the Batman of Burlington. He got him booked, brother. He got him on. And it was a fundraiser for the Burlington City PD K-9 unit.
Oh, nice.
And they made over $1,000.
That is, bro,
for the K-9 unit. Yeah.
That is the little stuff that people always forget about when you're doing community events and stuff like that. That stuff is so big. That is awesome. Look at that.
I mean, Yo, Batman came and thanked me and said, you know, the police said thank you, that Live Danger was great. Donnie, you're going to love this. Live Danger talked to the mayor of Burlington at this event and asked the mayor of Burlington if there were any fair events coming up at the river that we can do wrestling at. And he was like, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Bro, that's the stuff, thinking outside the box, when you have the whole team working for a common goal, all those branches on the tree. They go out there, and that's how you do it, man. Little stuff like that. You never know where it's going to lead. I'm so proud of you guys. Everything was so cool yesterday from your end. I loved it.
Well, before we get real quick, we're going to finish up good in a second. But before we get to any more about what happened in the tag match, I want to show this clip because it was before the finish of the tag match. But I'm going to say in the scramble cage, this is one of my favorite clips. So this is one of my goods. Check this out.
Wow, that's high.
That was Tommy Grayson coming off one corner of the cage while TJ Epyx came off the other corner onto a sea of tag team extraordinaires. That was very interesting. Very well
you
done.
You guys pulled up right as that was happening, right?
Donnie, when you drove me home to get out of my suit and into my clothes, I got in your truck. As soon as we came around the corner of Mitchell and there was a sight to the ring, an eye line.
And that's what it was, right?
That's exactly what we saw was that.
We heard
guy.
Everybody going nuts and you were like, oh, look, they just did it.
I thought it was JP on the other side because of the black pants, but it was TJ. But it was still banging, man. That was awesome.
Nope. I would have fell. I would have went flat to the ground.
No, I don't think
that was awesome, man.
This Mark.
This is JP afterwards. Look at his back. Look at the marks on his back. Like, dude, I feel responsible. You realize this hurts me. Like, I don't like seeing this because I know this is from the rep, which means it's from Dewey. And you should not be, if anyone's back's going to look like that, it's going to be me. So Dewey is.
Dude. Yeah, man. That was like a shotgun. A lot of people are checking up on me after. I'm all right. Give you an update. I'm feeling a lot better. But yeah, we're going to get ours after.
When I tried to pull them out of the cage, they were dead weight. They couldn't even assist them out of the cage.
Yeah. We got murked. Real spit. We got murked. Yeah.
It was. So Jeffrey Kane said, good job on the Hall of Fame speech. Loud fan. Hell yeah, brother. Thank you. It was great.
Shout out to Jeff Kane.
Yeah. Dude, it was great seeing him today from at Battleground. That liked you. Yep. People loved your speech, Johnny. I got a lot of feedback today.
Oh, thank you. Well, Jeffrey Kane was loud fan. Like Bruce, and I always started Bruce calling Wayne. Him Loudy. And now everyone calls him Loudy. It's like his nickname. They even said it yesterday. They mentioned Loudy. So I'm like touched. Him and I will always be connected for sure. But he was at the Battleground show. What another great event at the ECW Arena all day Friday. We were at Donnie for the day show, Born to Die, with us versus in a six. It was a trios match against Sex with Your Next Ex Express. Can't believe I said that right the first time. Joel Gertner.
You got screwed.
Wait a minute. What was the name?
Sex with Your Next Ex Express. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's great. So,
Mary Gage said, great seeing everyone at this weekend at the Hall of Fame. You too. Everyone that came out to support at the Hall of Fame, thank you so much. It meant so much looking into the crowd and seeing so many familiar faces. Got to talk to some great people. Mercedes is gorgeous. Got to talk to Colt Cabana a little bit. Got
oh, yeah.
To
see I forgot Ruckus. About Colt. That was cool. Yeah.
Ruckus, I got to see. I haven't seen Ruckus in forever. Face and Skills and Joel were there. It was just like heartwarming and a wonderful day for everyone. And I forgot to thank GCW. I forgot to thank Todd Gordon. I had so many people written down that I forgot to thank because it was just so emotional and overwhelming. Yeah. So, yeah, it is what it is. But, yeah.
You mentioned thank you. Me, so F everybody else.
Yeah. No, Donnie, you got a big pop. When I said the creator of the Backstreet Boys, they gave you your, hell yeah, man. That was awesome, dude.
It was a good time.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. So, any more good, guys? What do you think? Any more good?
I mean,
always come back to it.
I mean, this was a very busy and productive weekend for the backseats, and you know, the fact that we even just had something is better than nothing. So,
yep. So for the bad,
it was an amazing. Yeah,
we're gonna go on to the bad then. Let's do it. Who's gonna want me to start? Let me see.
Yeah, you can start.
I actually have one. So for my bad, I have where is it? Right here. Carnage Crew's last match. We lost the tag team this weekend. There was a death in the ranks. No more Carnage Crew. That bothers the hell out of me. Now, maybe they'll start doing big shows. Like, you know, if like AEW were to call them, they would probably go, obviously. But you're not going to see them anymore on the indies. So we kind of had a death. And whenever we have a death, I like to have a life. So Live Danger will be debuting in the ring in their first ever SPO match on May 19th. So we had a death. Now we have to have a birth. And all the tag teams that I've talked to are very excited about this match because they know Live Danger's potential. And it's we've kind of held them back a little. You know how when you do racehorses, Donnie, and they tell you, hold them back a little till the end and then let them really let them loose. That's what we're about to do with Live Danger. So May 19th is a very special time. And Burlington loves Live Danger, and I think people are going to come out to support them. I know I am, and I know every tag team wrestler within 20 minutes, half hour, 2 hours of that building is going to get there to watch.
This is going to be a special night. I'm looking forward to it. And these guys are putting in the work every week. We're training with these guys. They're in the gym. They're grinding. They're hustling every weekend on the road, wherever they can get work. These guys are ready.
Yep. All three of them, for that matter. You know, Connor, Ziggy, Charlie, all three of them, you know, they're a package deal. They all, you know, they fit each other like a glove. So, you know, I'm really excited to, you know, let the birds out of the cage and, you know, let them fly. And, you know, I want them to spread their wings and soar, man. You know, I love all of them. They are such good dudes and they're super talented. And more importantly, they just want it. That's the most important thing. If you're a hungry wrestler, is you have to want it.
Yep.
That's so true. So true. Connor Rosty said, Live Danger's ready for action.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're ready, brother. You're more than ready.
I would say my bad would be I did notice when we were at the hotel into the Sheraton when we were going in, just the amount of, boy, those wrestling fans really don't change over time, do they, man? Just like some of these insane, delusional individuals who are walking around in gimmick proclaiming to be in the business, which I thought I couldn't believe it. Like there was people walking around who couldn't even tie their own shoes, telling people that they were wrestlers, walking around with belts and saying they wrestled for this Fed and this company, and just the overall blurring of the lines. When I listen, it was very brief. Like I just was kind of walking around a little bit while we were trying to find out where to go. I think it was me and Rick Blade, and just watching these insane mental institution patients walking around like, what the hell am I witnessing? And just going up to people, oh, you want my autograph? Like, what the fuck? Like, why, like, and then you look in the room and you see like Arn Anderson and Brock Anderson and Wardlow and stuff sitting at a table, like signing for fans. And here's Joey Bag of Donuts walking around with a plastic belt telling people they're in the business. So just my bad would be seeing that. And then one or two goofs trying to circumnavigate buying a table at the convention and setting up in the goddamn Starbucks or that little restaurant. When we walked in, I saw a clown selling his merchandise and he had a guest there. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Somebody just like literally popped up a tent and started selling shit. I'm like, oh my God, dude. Like what is this insanity that I'm witnessing?
It was crazy. Like Thursday night, after our show, Christine and I went to a Denny's because it was right next to our hotel. And even in just at 1 a.m, you have fans going up to some wrestlers just at their own table and like asking them for pictures. You know, time and place. And, you know, you have them wandering around the hotels at the restaurants right next to the, you know, rooms. It's just, I mean, I would say that was actually one thing. That's definitely in the bad.
Yeah, this one's going to blow your mind. I got one better. Lupus was at the show on Saturday. He went. He does stuff with MLW. Kent Porter, Lupus. Used to be in Raven's Flock. You guys all know Lupus.
What show on Saturday? What show on Saturday?
Yes, whatever the arena. Was there an ECW arena show on Saturday?
Oh, okay. It was Friday. There was
whatever. Boogeyman was there. Whatever Boogeyman was at. Maybe it was at the convention. Lupus said he went to the party or something.
Yeah.
But Lupus was there, and Boogeyman was at this signing or convention. I think the same one at the Sheraton. It was a Sheraton. So Kent said he goes into the bathroom, washing his hand. Boogeyman comes in. Boogeyman's in gimmick. Boogeyman's trying to use the urinal, go to the bathroom. A fan came in gimmick, and walked over to Boogeyman and said, hey, do you mind if I get a picture? And Boogeyman looked at him and said, oh, sorry, man, not here. Sorry, you know, you can come to my table and buy my stuff. And the guy, and there was other people in the bathroom. They all started looking like uncomfortably, like, huh? So Ken said, then the guy turned around and just said, no, come on, man, I'll pay you. I just want to get it for my character. And that's what I'm talking about. It was somebody who was supposedly in the business that wanted to get a goddamn picture at the pisser with the boogeyman. And I guess boogeyman just said, hey, sorry, get out or whatever. And then the guy left. I don't know what happened after that, but I just shook my head. That story was told to me about 8 hours ago. And I was just like, I'd say I was in disbelief, but I'm not at this point.
Unbelievable.
Imagine like an NFL combine or something, or something, no. NFL game, and some jamoke walking around with a football under his arm going, I'm a professional football player. They just haven't signed me yet. I got to get two more yards than the starting running back. And if we score more points than the other team, we're going to win. This is what they should do on Sunday. I mean, that's like the mentality. Think about that. Oh, yeah, I'm a professional. No, you're not. I just, Jesus Christ.
It is what it is.
You sound like Hannibal.
Oh, who? Oh, that's the guy that got beat up by Abdul the Butcher, right? And got that guy?
Yep.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think he just insulted me. Thanks.
But here, Donnie, the Trent banner was up in the arena at the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who put that up? Nice. They put that up?
Yeah, it was there with all the ECW ones and everything. They had it up there. Roger really always loved Trent, man. Roger's awesome. That arena looks phenomenal. Like, you should see the whole setup with the Trons and the LED screens.
Smart, man. He turned into a multi-purpose arena.
Yes.
You can run anything there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's he does. Exactly.
There you go.
That's exactly it. Yep, exactly.
Smart.
Yeah, so we have a match to announce, by the way. At the end of our show, we saw what happened. Me and Jordan Oliver wrestled. Jordan comes out with Dewey. He tries to tell the crowd he's not really with Dewey, but, you know, Dewey's a legend, blah, 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 whatever. I end up going through Legos. Dewey ends up getting involved constantly. Jordan beats me. Whatever. It all goes down. Decker's realigned himself. They got this whole anti-backseat group with the rep who took the titles off these guys in the cage, which makes me sick that the Trent tag team titles are not with you guys right now. But like I said, the blame's mostly on me, not you guys. And then, you know, for Decker to take our heavyweight title from Scorpio, like, do you realize, guys, if Decker didn't do that, we'd have Scorpio as our champion right now. If Decker didn't do his nonsense.
I was actually excited. Yeah, I was psyched for you. I was like, cool, Johnny's got Too Cold as his champ.
Right. And he was our PW champ. It meant the world, you know? But anyway, that's what happened there with Decker. But Decker actually took a picture here, we'll show, with Christina Marie. I don't know if you can. Did it come up? There it is. Look at this. Them with their title belts. New women's champion Christina Marie defeated Rebecca Scott in what can only be called, from what I've heard, a phenomenal match. It happened while we were on the road, Donnie. But man, these two go at it and in a cage. Guys, what did you think of it? Here's, I'll put up some pictures.
From what I saw, talking. They tore it up in there. It was intense. It was brutal. And man,
these are some pictures before the event started that I'm showing, just of the overhead drone cam while JP's talking, for those that can't see. Go ahead, JP. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, no, they took each other to the absolute limit. I saw some unbelievable things in there. They did not hold back whatsoever. You know, RJS with that MMA background, she really utilized it. And Christina, she what? Oh my god,
what is that?
Christina with the blow, the doll that eliminated me from the cluster battle royal.
Stunned you out as I'm talking about their cage match. Again, just did what she had to do to become the first ever SPO women's wrestling champion.
I'm proud of her.
My voice. Impressed. I'm so sorry.
She definitely did it her way. But as far as Jim Mulineaux, we're without a commissioner right now. So literally, guys, we had an earthquake, we had a solar eclipse all around WrestleMania weekend, right? We see all these heads we haven't seen in a million friggin' years. You know,
it's all because of the Messiah.
It is. Yeah, and then all of the titles change hands. Now we have no authority figure whatsoever because
Jim Mulineaux
is with Christina Marie now. He thinks he's got a better deal being her manager. So he's
right now, we're with no commissioner. So
no. That's what Heroes Welcome is all about. We're trying to find a commissioner.
Which means you're going to have to run the asylum, guys. Yeah.
It's like a prison playground.
David McCall's in here. New champs.
Speaking of inmates running the asylum.
I love the rep. There's probably not a bigger supporter of the rep than me, but as long as they're with Dewey.
Are you on our side or Dewey's side, bro?
I know.
No, they're talented. We know they're talented, but it's not about that anymore. It started out in December. Let's run events and let's put matches together. And that wasn't that a nice concept? But now, no. Now it's turning into faction warfare now. Like it's the friggin' 1990s. And, dude, nobody knows how to play faction warfare like the old heads that also happen to be the shit. By the way,
That's a fact.
Shit. I heard from Preacher today. He hit me up to ask how the match went, how Blade is, everything, blah, blah, blah. And I told him, I said, Preacher, the old head Armageddon is starting, brother. We're like a play.
I see something big brewing at like the 1 year anniversary of Spo Wrestling down the line.
I think that's very possible. But yeah, congratulations to the rep. They got the belts. They came out of a grueling match. The match was sick. I wouldn't have wanted to be in there. Not one fan from Burlington wanted to be in there. Homeless Vaughn wouldn't have wanted to be in there. No, bro, homeless from? Man. I don't know. He was sleeping in the ring. I heard he was sleeping in the ring. We'll put out the whole show soon for everyone to watch, probably next week. And next week we're going to have B-Boy, by the way. So we're going to talk to B-Boy and see what's up with him, my man.
So. Is that going to be another 9:30 Eastern time show?
We'll see. I'll let you know. We'll know real soon. So
do we recognize his talent? Nice,
Johnny. John, let me ask you, how come you think B-Boy is never really spoken about in the same vein as like Devin and Ace and Reckless? You know what I mean? I always thought he was right up there at all. Maybe a little bit later than him, but I always thought he deserves a little more praise in that hierarchy, like Amazing Red and all the SATs. Like, I don't know. I always thought B-Boy and Low Key, like he should be mentioned a little more. I wonder why he's not.
I think it's because he was kind of hidden on the West Coast when the West Coast wasn't as prominent.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
I think
as soon as he came out here, he exploded.
That's what I mean. He was like right in there with everybody else. If he was a tri-state area guy, right. I think he would have get a lot more play. Yep. He's great.
Absolutely. I agree.
Benny is one of the most underrated workers of his generation. And
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there he is again. Another picture of B-Boy right there.
Ultimately, it comes down to the fact that again, just West Coast guy, and I mean, when he's on the East side, he's hella busy, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
We had another return, by the way. Don Montoya showed up out of nowhere in a pull apart to look out for his boys. That's him on the left there. Awesome. You know, him and Reckless Youth really helped train Trent and helped me so much, and to have him back, and that's another old head on the list, Donnie, and I already said to him, you know, how long you think you're going to need? And he actually gave me an answer. He didn't say like, yeah, you're kidding. Leave me alone. Are you crazy?
6 minutes. Is that what he said?
It means a lot to me and it meant a lot to him. And the fact that the whole locker room has so much faith in him that when I wasn't there, I said, you know who I'm going to have? Don Montoya. And it worked. So, but
that's cool.
Check this out, Donnie.
I love that so much.
They missed the J on Johnny Cashmere on the Trinacid banner.
Ani.
Which to me, I love.
You're now known as Ani.
Donnie, what are the best baseball cards? The best baseball cards are cards with errors on them.
Yeah, like the Ken Griffey scar on his arm or whatever. Ooh, yeah. I'm not a big baseball guy. Shane Fair is. He would know. But that's a variant. I've never heard of that. Called.
You like the error collectibles, like when they miss print or, you know, there's
I guess. I didn't even know that was the thing. Yeah.
It is.
No, there's actually a big market for it, not just in trading cards, but in wrestling action figures. Like, you know, they'll do things like it'll be a classic wrestler and it'll say it's like a Jeff Hardy. It'll say like Chris Jericho or something like that.
Oh,
like,
I know there's like Moonbelly Kamala or whatever.
Yes.
I had the Moonbelly, but there was one that had three stars. You're right.
Yeah.
That's the one I have, I think.
Yeah. No, it's yeah. I'm a mark for stuff like that. The little factory error production stuff.
Oh, I saw Tank too. Tank from Wildside. I got to see him, the Wildside boys, and his manager, the Evil. He's such a good manager. That guy, I freaking love him.
I have no idea who that was, but I would watch that. Who was that guy?
He's good. He manages. He's great at cutting promos. It's almost Bray Wyatt-ish. Like
that's an awesome look. That whole gimmick right there.
And he's got a sick voice and he keeps his character curtain to curtain. There's not one second. There's not one second where you're like, is this dude not who he says he is?
Like, see, that's what I like, bro. What the fuck? What's so hard about guys doing that?
Right.
Facts.
Right, right. So here you go for funny. You ready for some funny stuff? So the tables at the firehouse are the other on this side of Japan. They're the strongest tables in the friggin' world. They just do not break. Okay.
Yeah.
So poor TJ Epics goes off the cage into the table. Table doesn't break. Look at DeVito.
Look at DeVito.
Ready? You ready for an even better one, Donnie? Ready?
Yes.
No. Dude, I said
DeVito's having a ball.
I go, DeVito, this is gold. Like, look at that. For DeVito's final match on the Northeast, for him to have that yep. much fun. And then he walked over and chops TJ while he's laying there. And then Loke comes and tips the whole table over like, you piece of shit. Oh, it was That's so great. Funny, man. Oh, but TJ, dude, how good did TJ do, yo? I told him today, I go, dude, you're straight up face Marty Jannetty. Like, mm-hmm. it's just an awesome face, like Brandon Downey. Like, it's real hard to be a good face, but these mm-hmm. guys yeah. got it, man. Yeah. I'm impressed. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to be a face. Even in my hometown, I don't like being a face.
He's got that Ricky Morton in him for sure, you know, where it's like he TJ knows how to take an ass whooping, but the stuff that he's also willing to do, like just to, you know, get back to that off the top rope double crossbody spot, you know, it was ultimately decided, all right, who are the two craziest guys, you know, that are willing to do it? And TJ and I were just like, it's you and me. It has mm-hmm. to be, you know, so, yeah. you know.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
We got our match, and this is awesome, Chan, even before we got out there. Like, just watching nice. It back,
Got
good things to say about TJ and Chael.
Here's mm-hmm. a good picture you guys took of all the tag teams right here.
That's so cool. You see,
we got CXR in there. We got SCK in there. We got Primal Fear, Carnage Crew, Rep. This was obviously taken before all the craziness. But yeah, that's nice when the tag teams can kind of put their stuff aside for a minute and be a group, especially when, you know, the Briscoes are inducted into the Hall of Fame, you know, on that day. And it's the Carnage Crew's last match, you know, and that's why with all that death and negativity and ending, I thought it was important we do a beginning, you know, and a birth and rebirth. And that's why Heroes Welcome. We have the Patriot. Man, did the crowd go nuts when we announced we had the Patriot. I'm so excited for that.
I'm excited for that.
You know, Rick Blade, we're going to have the return of Malcolm Calloway, the true hero, the firefighter who can no longer wrestle because he hurt his head just a few months ago, just after our first event. So he's going to be in the house. We're going to have some awards for some people. Sean Hardy from 1CW is going to get a promoting award for all the hard work he's had. And this is his last year of promoting. Yeah, that sucks, Donnie, when it's a promoter's last year of promoting, isn't it?
I don't know him.
Yeah, but yeah. Any promoter has only
your last
1 year.
Year, bro, and you're going to go out on your sword unless something big happens, then yeah, that's the bummer, dude.
Sean's from the Delaware area where the Briscoes are from.
Oh, that's right.
Sean was real close to the Briscoes and helped them a lot back in the day.
Yeah, you get to a certain point and you go, hey, if I've reached a mountaintop and this is just becoming repetitive, and I still get some joy out of it. If you want some other challenges and other adventures in life, you got to direct mm-hmm. your energy towards that. I understand better than most people, but God bless them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Phil Stamper let us know that it's Reverend Dan Wilson is the name of Tank's manager.
So oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm a big like Mark for him. Tell him that. I'm
me
a big
too.
Fan,
I already I told like him I was. I told him I was. I got to meet Manders finally. I'm a big Mark for Manders. The one called Manders.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that name. I couldn't figure out what you were saying for like 10 minutes.
Dude, I wish we could go back to CZW in 01 and put him in the locker room. He would have shined. Oh, my God. Speaking of shining, the Battle Royal we had Sunday, people shined in that, man. Like Matic came out and killed it. Your boy Ryman,
Alex Ryman
killed it. Brandon Downey killed it. Homeless Vaughn was friggin' hysterical. Buddy Thomas. So it was a lot of fun watching those guys. And it's that's how you know a federation's healthy, when there's a lot of people that are looking to get in and be a part of it, because they know that they're quality and that's where they belong. And that's what it's going to be about for the next few months, is just about, you know, we're not going to have WrestleMania weekend next time. So we're not going to have the Two Cold Scorpios and the Bobby Fishes, but we are going to have the Sunny Kisses. We are going to have the Channing Deckers, the Backseat Boys, the Homicides of the world, you know, and the Patriot. Dude, having the Patriot that close to Memorial Day is going to be awesome. And the crowd got really excited for it. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Awesome, bro. Just keep your eye on the young talent. Invest in that. Watch out for these curmudgeon vets who are just begging for a booking and going to just bother you to no end when you're at your own shows. Hey, man, why don't you book me, brother? Or, hey, there's Johnny, the guy that never calls me back. I'm sure you're going to get that.
Oh, you know I get that.
I guarantee it. Hey, brother, how you been? I'll come in and work for you for cheap. I'll do you a favor. Just watch out for all that bullshit, you know. Just concentrate on your core group, your young talent. Advance them. And most of these other idiots running around, just get the fuck out. Like, just leave. Your time has come.
I get it.
Never was, but now it's come.
I get it. You know, I want to say real quick, I'm just going to do like a real quick light side of the ring, if you guys don't mind.
You
like
may.
Real quick. Mm-hmm. I just want to thank Burlington for coming out like they did and for staying after and meeting us all. And the families with the kids that were coming up to us and had the SPO shirts on, and they were so happy and excited.
That was awesome to see.
And the Mitchell Firehouse did great. Like, Donnie, I don't know if you know it or not, but right as the outdoor show started, they got an emergency call and had all the firemen had to get out of there. Like, I had to move the crowd so the truck could get through at one point.
Yeah, that's the one danger. Yep.
And it all worked perfectly. Like, those guys at the firehouse worked so hard, man. They had a drone up in the air giving us the overhead shots. They're saying if we want to run there at night, they have a way to make it look so bright outside that it literally is like day. And they're willing to do that for us. They said if we need to do a ladder match, they'd use the rig, the truck to hang the belt over the ring for us outside.
Oh, that's awesome. You've created a symbiotic relationship with your community.
Yeah.
It's not hard. I mean, that's what every promoter should do in their community or hometown. Create a relationship that benefits the both of you, and you'll be able to run on a consistent basis. It's not fucking rocket science.
Yep. That's it. Anyone else have a light side? Light side's pretty much good, but it doesn't. Any other light side for anyone, real quick?
I have a brief one. I want to go back to this past weekend. I actually got to meet Sonny Kiss face to face for the first time. I had never met Sonny. Had a nice conversation with her. Talked to her in depth a little bit about her future and just stuff I think she should do or focus on. And it was very enlightening. And she was every bit as polite and well-mannered and cool and all that shit as you guys said she was. So big shout out to Miss Kiss. I'm a huge fan. Like I told you, face to face, you're one of one. So capitalize on that. You're the only one of you in existence. You're awesome. There's one Johnny. There's one Tommy. There's one JP. There's only one Sonny Kiss. So
that's
the sky's
fact.
The limit for you, kid.
Yep. And Kata did well. You know, Kata did really well. Phineas did really well. Sawyer, the native giant, did phenomenal.
Oh my God, yeah.
Some of those guys, like, I'm already thinking, like, who can we bring back next show? Like, it's so exciting. Of course, Ground Zero's wrestling running May 19th, so we can't have, like, Infinity and Beyond or CXR or any of them, but that's all right. We'll be all right.
We'll be all right.
You'll be fine.
Here's a picture of us at Super Crazy on Thursday going into the lockdown cage match. That's us with Christina Marie, all matching. Me doing the Andre, of course.
That's Johnny's new favorite pose.
It is.
And then here's us at Battleground for the six-man. Crowd was really there for us. What a great crowd. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys just look good together now. Like, it's come together. Like, your uniform and in sync, just the way you stand together. And it's not haphazard. It looks like a trio. It looks like a unit. It looks like me, you, and Trent, dude. I hate to say it, like how we used to stand together, but you've done it, bro.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, Donnie.
It means a ton to hear stuff like that, man. It really does. So, but
the crowd was really behind us. You know, they chanted bullshit at the finish, man. We got screwed.
We got screwed at the arena, unfortunately. But the crowd was behind us. We got a lot of that love over there, and the whole entire weekend from Thursday to Sunday was just successful. It was fun. It was a great time. That's my light side right there.
My light side to piggyback off JP was when we got to the back, Falaba, Drake Younger, and the big homie Rich Swan were all putting us over and, you know, doing the backseat dance and the strut and just,
they're awesome.
You know, I'm not going to get into anything more, but just shout out to those three guys. We've been tight with Fala and, Swanee for years, but that was my first time meeting Drake. What a good dude, man. Good dude.
The positive energy they bring, the three of those men have in the locker room, is so
Follow's great. I met him once or twice.
Dude, they're infectious. They give a shit.
Like everywhere. Yeah.
You know who else? I love. Oh my God, Falaba.
Yeah.
That is somebody.
He's a unique character. Like, I don't get it. He should be booked everywhere.
Our first match in Alaska was a 2-on-1 against Fala, so I will ever, I will forever be grateful for that, because, you know, that's what eventually got us in the ring with Nova and Meanie. So, you know, thank you, Fala. Awesome.
And he's from Jersey, I found out. So you better believe we're going to be trying to get him in SPO. Nice. That's for damn sure. Oh, my God, yeah. But you know who else has an infectiously, like, great attitude in the locker room? Sexy Eddie and Nate Webb. Dude, I hung out with Sexy Eddie, like, the whole weekend. He is such a cool guy, man, and just helping the other people. All he does is want to help his students and get them booked. Dude, he's doing it right, man. It was so nice to see him and Drake. Drake sat at our table. I mean, you know, Drake Younger, as far as
I didn't know who
concerned.
That was. I'm no heat. You know, I'm not familiar with a lot of the guys, but he was very cool. He was very nice. Very nice guy. I don't know much about him. He was a referee, right, in the WWF or something?
WWE referee, and they're bringing him into Battleground now. So he's their next show.
Cool. Very nice guy.
July 6th. Yeah, he's going to start a street fight division with Necro Butcher in Battleground at the arena starting July 6th. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Still around, man. Nice.
Necro's still around. Yep, absolutely. Crazy. Absolutely. Belinda Reyes said, love the Hall of Fame. Nice to finally see Trent get his flowers. Love the rib on your name, Ani Cashmere. Yeah, thanks. It was so great having Belinda there, though, because Belinda's like seriously like one of our first ever fans. And she is diehard. All of our photos you see of me, like with Trent back in the day, 90% of them are her, are Belinda. Wow.
The video, whoever made those videos, by the way, for all the inductees was awesome. They got me with Trent's, man. Like, I don't really cry ever. Last time I did, I think it was my dad died in 2012. But I got a little misty-eyed yesterday, bro. I did.
Yeah, it was sad, man. It was really sad. But it was also wonderful, and it was therapeutic for a lot of people.
Yes.
It really was. So, yeah. And just a reminder, guys, not to switch topics too quick, but tonight, Loud East Wrestling at 11 o'clock after Raw, they're playing the whole event. And that was a pretty badass event. It was a badass event. That's the three of us against Homicide, Matt Awesome,
and Jay Lyon.
Jay Lyon.
Jared Diaz. Unfortunately, he got hurt in his tour in Europe, but wound up being Jay Lyon. And again, Awesome Trios match. So that's going to be tonight after Raw.
Yep. So check that
out. Who was the guy? The guy in the poster looks like... That's not low life Louis Ramos, is it?
Yeah,
it was low
Louis Ramos.
The real low life?
Yep.
Oh, brings shit.
Son. You should see his son, dude. His son's just like him, man.
He was such a nice guy. Like, I didn't do a lot with him, like, but I remember him Jersey All Pro. Very nice and respectful. I always thought he was such a nice guy.
Hell Louis's great.
That's great, man. What a nice dude.
Yeah, Louis is so humble, man. Like at Tremont's, he helps like clean up the place and shit. Like, he is just such a nice dude, man.
Yep. I think it's time. Shout out to Reefer. Yeah. Shout out to Reefer and his team real quick over at Loud East. They were absolute professionals. You know, we saw them at the collective on Saturday. Reefer got his spot. He, you know, did phenomenal, and you know, just nothing but good things to say about them.
Yep. Yeah. Good. Exactly. He got really over in the cluster battle where they were like, spark it up, Reefer, spark it up. That was pretty
good. How do we get Rick Ratchet in that next year?
I would love that. Donnie,
could you imagine?
When Loke, DeVito, Justin Credible, and Jason were in the ring, the whole crowd was going, what were they saying? Old men. But like,
Ratchet's probably older than all of them, but could you imagine him coming out? Oh my God.
Ratchet looks phenomenal, man.
He does. He's in better shape than most of the guys.
I know.
You too, my man.
Yep, great seeing you, Donnie. Thank you, Pete. Said by Pete Martin. Pete Martin, one of the original PWU heads. He's been with me over 20 years now, Donnie, and he's one of the best helpers. He organizes everything for me. God bless him. And you know, another thing, my family was there at the show this past week. My brother, some of you guys got to meet my brother. You know, I always call everyone my brother. I'm a big brother, you know, brother. But I only have one brother. That's my brother, Michael. You know, I love him to death. And for him to be there, it meant the world to me. And eventually my niece and nephew will be able to go too. So
you got a good team around you, man. That's what I like.
Everyone pulled their weight. We got both bleachers in the building. I showed up at the building at 9 a.m. The rings were already up. I couldn't believe it. Like, it was just wonderful. And the production team was there real early and got it all together. And they got their production tent out. And of course, the wind at one point blew up a lot. And that was pretty funny. So we had a really good time. Here's a picture of the production tent. Look at the backseat overseeing Gorilla. Look at him with their arms crossed.
The unsung heroes, bro. That's what it's about. A promoter's only as good as his team. I don't give a shit who you are as a promoter. I don't care how many tickets you can personally sell and push. You're only as good as your team.
Like, look how happy Mitch is. Oh, look how happy Mitch is. Like, you can't fake that kind of happiness.
No.
He's giddy. You know, like, and that's at a wrestling event. So, good stuff.
Yep. Those guys are all there because they want to be there. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's when you know a team. Like, there's no sad faces. No, like, hey, how do I get out of here? Like, I want to leave. Yeah, that's awesome, bro.
And they're good at what they do. Mm-hmm. And Donnie, here's what Rick Blade wore to the Hall of Fame.
His I love that Backstreet shirt, Boy man. Shirt. That is cool as shit. Dude.
I don't know where he got it. That is.
Then he got it on the internet. I was like, where?
I think so.
He needs to send us the link for that. You know, or if anyone can find the link for that shirt. Yeah, we need that Backstreet Boy shirt.
Yeah, he definitely does. So, all right, guys, let's move on to the ugly real quick if we have any. I'm going to say. Real quick, my ugly is just the fact that this match even has to happen, that it's going to be me versus Decker with special guest ref Rick Blade on the 19th. So Decker takes our title, says he's going to take it to Canada, not bring it back.
Well,
he has possession of the silver belt right now, which
that's contraband
sticking in my crawl. So now on the next event on the 19th at Heroes Welcome, we have to present him with the new golden title in the middle of the ring because he won the belt. Like, imagine if that was Scorpio. That's what it should have been. Imagine that. Like, dude, we all present Scorpio with the golden belt and the workers show him the respect he deserves. It would have been beautiful at Heroes Welcome. But now we have to respect Channing Decker. Like, he's awesome wrestler and everything, but he ain't no too cold friggin' Scorpio.
No.
Jesus. No one is a too cold Scorpio. But Decker... I can't take anything away from him, man. If there was a total package not signed by WWE or NXT or AEW right now, it's got to be Decker, man. He's good. Been around.
Yeah,
he's been around and he's done some stuff. All right, who else got an ugly?
I mean,
I'll go last.
I'll start off by saying, you know, what happened to us was, you know, ugly, but what happened to, you know, Johnny post-match with Jordan Oliver was downright despicable and disgusting. And, you know, thank God for somehow, you know, Benny saw us, you know, I was able to throw my shirt on because we were just, you know, licking our wounds and whatnot from the cage and, excuse me, the cell. And next thing you know, just... Who knows what happened, man? All those Legos were still in the ring, and, you know, it would have been an ugly sight, but, you know, just remember, you know, you got friends, we got friends too. So that's my ugly.
That's it. Yep. The good,
the only thing I got to say was, you know, after that broom closet exploded, Pat Dynamite was looking pretty ugly going into that match. Saw that, you know, black eye and just, man. Yeah.
Explosion did a number on him, guys.
Yeah.
It sure
Other
did.
Other than that, though,
yeah. I mean,
my back is looking pretty ugly, but you can't really say much otherwise.
Yep. Well, guys, we're back to training this week, man. Mania weekend's already That's behind it. Us. Tomorrow, back to the gym. This weekend, back to the training center with Cheeseburger, who we saw in the Cluster Battle Royal. That was awesome to see him. So remember, he's there training in Bristol Monday, Tuesday for beginner's classes, Wednesday for advanced, and then Preacher – Probably the leader of the old head revolution himself, teaching on Thursday in advanced class that I try to never miss. So we'll be there this week, me and GQ. A few other heads are coming out too that I'm not exactly going to mention right now because jury's still out on what's going to happen. So, but Steve Jordan said he found it. He found the shirt or whatever. So we're good. And here's the link he gave right here. I'll get it to you guys later. It's on redbubble.com, the Backseat Boys t-shirt. So.
I just want to put Johnny over real quick. Like, between seeing him at GCW in the Rumble and then working with Jordan yesterday, I have never seen Johnny like this in the ring before. He put in the work. He looked great. And,
yeah, man. I was blown away, dude.
On point.
Thank you.
On point at the Rumble. Hit the dream sequence. You know, huge pops. And Burlington was so behind him yesterday. He was a million bucks in the ring. Johnny, you did great this past weekend, for real.
Johnny, that's the first time I've seen you in a wrestling match since Trent's show, the Trent Asa Memorial Show. Because you managed on the December show, the Contest of Champions. Right. You were manager at night. But actually wrestling in the ring, when I managed you and your partner, I forget his name, whoever it was. Remember at Birdie's Memorial Show at the arena? That was the last time I seen you wrestle live before yesterday.
Was.
That's crazy, bro.
I know. It meant a lot to have you there, Donnie. It really did.
No, man. I was glad to be there, man.
Yeah. Johnny killed it this weekend. You know, he's had some singles matches, other matches, you know, even a few these last few weeks, but I've never seen him like this before.
Thank you.
He's an example of the young boys in the locker room should be looking up to. Mm-hmm. Honestly,
that's a fact.
Like, yeah. I mean, what the shit? Johnny, this guy's been around 25 years.
Working under pressure. I feel like when the pressure is on, Johnny performs at his best.
They always have.
Yeah, people have said that to me before. But thank you so much, man. That really means a lot. Belinda said I haven't lost a step. Thanks, Belinda. good looking.
Again,
Donnie, you realize if you would have stayed, it couldn't have been more than at most 7 minutes. You could have been there to see what happened with Dewey and me, and you would have been able to come out to the ring and help. But since you went up there,
sorry.
But B-Boy to show up like that, like, dude, he's like, I haven't been wrestling in a minute. You know, I'm not really ready to wrestle. Give me like another month or two, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then he runs out like that, dude. He was just like, I've had it. I'm doing something, you know. And he came up with the line of the night, man. I said, old heads are the shit. He says, but Johnny, I'm not really that old, am I? He always steals like how Jack Victory used to steal the promos with Steve Carino. B-Boy was always the high five promo stealer with like one word. So
I have a quick ugly, by the way, if I may.
Okay.
For my ugly.
Let's ugly it up.
I'll tell you what, bro. I've met this individual a few times and he was always cordial with me. So I do not have a personal issue with the man. But what happened yesterday at the Hall of Fame with Sabu, I think it needs to be addressed. I'm sure various people have talked about it. The long and short was he was booked for the Hall of Fame. They made a banner of him. They promoted him. They had him there. And he was in the building. Total shoot. He was at the convention. And I don't know what happened. He was paid for his appearance. And poor Brett had to go online and announce that Sabu took his money and decided not to come up the elevator and accept his award. And I don't care what the heat is. I don't care what's going on. When you take money for a booking, I don't give a shit if it's 50 cents or $5,000. You honor the booking, and especially if you're inducted into a class with guys like Steve fucking Carino, who you bled with in ECW, and Eddie Gilbert, and Trent Acid, and the Briscoes, and everybody else. Just
Mercedes.
Mercedes, and to just not show up left such a sour taste in my mouth. And I saw Brett on his phone typing away, and then I saw him give the Iggy to somebody to check their phone, and I just happened to look down at him, and that's when he put the tweet out. And I was just like, this guy is busting his ass to put on this production that he doesn't have to do. Like, there's no, like, right. He doesn't, like, there's no, you know, magic vase that he's filling up with special magic power for doing this that he gets something from.
Right.
He's just doing this for the love of the business and to give back and to want to give Sabu an award, and then he just doesn't show up. I'm like, come on, man. And like I said, dude, I have no personal issue with Sabu. I met him once or twice. Nova's cool with him. I don't know what happened. I hope he can make amends for it and either return the booking fee or donate it or whatever or make it right. But as a former promoter, Brett did not deserve to be put in that position yesterday where you have to announce that one of your featured attractions for your Hall of Fame is just refusing to come upstairs. Not from another side of the world or from his hotel. He was downstairs. All he had to do was come up in the elevator, come say a few words, not even say anything. Have somebody induct you, come up, take your plaque, turn around, wave or whatever, and then leave, man. It's just...
I know.
I see that kind of shit, dude, and I'm like, my God, dude. Like, how could you do that, dude? Like, I just... That was the only thing I saw this weekend that I was like, fucking A. Like, thank God I don't have to deal with this shit ever again, like, on a regular basis, because that I would have lost my mind. But I don't know, man. I hope they can fix that one. I hope he can do the right thing and make amends for that.
Yeah, not cool. But Donnie,
just not cool, dude.
You know, for every guy like that who I guess doesn't feel the camaraderie with the wrestlers that are under him on the totem pole, you know, there are guys like it really felt like I kept saying the line that if we were dentists, all dentists would meet every year in some city and it would be our national convention. That's what it felt like. for indie workers. Yes. It felt like our national convention. We got to hang out with workers that we only get to see when we're at certain shows. We had, I mean, some of the guys from Cleveland were there, like Marino was there, and Dillinger was there, and like just people that we only see when we're at, like, in Canada were there and stuff. Yeah. And Northern New York, and there's people from all over. I mean,
and that's what should be celebrated. And instead, you're worrying about a guy who you paid to walk up two flights of stairs or take an escalator, stand there for about 5 minutes, get an award, and just say thank you. Dude, like, what the fuck? But
the funny thing is, Sabu is a silent gimmick. He could have really gotten away with getting up there and holding up a sign that
said
thank you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you could have had somebody
and leaving.
Emil put the one guy, the fan in, the Kevin Hogan.
Yeah, and that was beautiful.
Emil could have said something. He's a student of the game. He could have whipped something together. Here he is to accept his award. Sabu, the place would have went nuts.
Yep.
But the fact that he did that in a class with Steve Corino and goddamn Trent. Oh, Christ. And Missy Hyatt inducted Eddie Gilbert. And you're going to disrespect the production and disrespect the hard work that Brett did on that, man. That was the only thing of the weekend that I saw. I guarantee you, everything Brett did, all the hard work and everything, that's the one blemish he probably just said to himself, like, Jesus Christ, this was – and I bet you $1 million, dude, when he was putting that list together of inductees, he probably thought to himself, you know what, this is a bit of a roll of the dice because of reputation or whatever else. Who knows if he's going to show or whatever. But then he probably said, well, he's in the building. I paid him. He's got to come up. And then he just didn't, dude. So that's so whack to me, man. But whatever. Everybody can have their own opinion. That's mine.
Yeah. And it was an intimate venue. Like, his him not being there was noticed. It wasn't like the Academy Awards. That's what I mean. It wasn't like the
banner. I'm standing. Yeah, right next to it. So Brett went out and produced material and a video. I'm sure somebody created they did all the videos for the inductees. So they had a video waiting for Sabu. Somebody had some words ready to go to be spoken about him. They did print material on him. They advertised them. And then it's not like he was hurt or he had transportation problems. He was one floor underneath the goddamn room that the ceremony was in. So all you had to do literally is go, I'll be back in 10 minutes, guys, and go up an elevator, get your award, and then come back and go to your table with the ECW guys or whatever.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was a home run. I'm so glad that I got to do it and be with you guys for the whole weekend. It was great. The whole weekend was awesome. Thank you again, everybody. Yep.
And Prazak and Emil did a great job hosting. Emil is...
Oh, yeah. Prazak, man. Emil's the man. I haven't seen Dave in forever. Good catch up with him. A good brother. I'll say it here on this podcast. Dave Prazak should be working full time somewhere. I had no idea. I don't really know the deal, but I said to him, bro, why aren't you working like in AEW or WWF? And we spoke about it, you know, some stuff, and there really wasn't an answer, but I just can't fucking figure it out. He's good at everything in the world of wrestling. He's a utility man. He's a five tool player. You could give him any job at AEW or WWE, and either he'll be able to do it or he'll figure out how to do it. And that's a, yeah, you know, he's the perfect guy for it. Just put him, give him his suitcase full of clothes, let him live on the road and kick ass and just do what you need him to do. But what do I know?
Well, and he mentioned Dennis Carluzzo, and Dennis' name got a pop at the thing. God bless him. Hell yeah, it did.
I'd like to see Dennis get in that. You know, I think it would be pretty cool.
That would be cool. I would love that. I would love
you should
that.
Induct them.
We should.
I'm sure I would do something with it if they wanted me to. But Mark, I would do the speech part, but it would have to be Mark accepting the award for Dennis for heel.
So real quick, recap our weekend. So we started off at Super Crazy on Thursday. You guys went in the cage. First Primal Fear, phenomenal match, you guys. I don't know how you do two cage matches in the space of 3 days and not get, you know, whatever. And then the next day, we were at Born to Die in the daytime at the arena. And then the block party meet and greet in the afternoon, which is where you guys got to see Van Damme. And we all got to hang out with a lot of different heads. Then the night show happened. We got to watch Gary Wolf killed it.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
The Baldies versus the Pits was hot, man. Great shit. It was a lot of interesting stuff happening that show that we can go into on another time. The Hall of Fame we already talked about, and then our whole event on Sunday, We basically ran two events on Sunday here in Burlington, and both of them turned out great. I couldn't be happier with them. Everyone on the locker room worked their ass off. The SPO locker room, I am in awe of them, and I am so thankful and grateful. And, you know, when I was up there on the podium, I forgot to thank GCW. I forgot to thank Todd Gordon and Brett Lauderdale. I don't want to stop and not remember to thank our locker room, because those guys are just the impact players of today, all of them. They're working their asses off to climb the ladder that all of us have climbed or are climbing. And it's a bond, like we say, soldiers in the battlefield. And everyone in that locker room, I would do anything for. Even the rep when it came down to it, because I know that the tag team world needs them. Even though their brains are being brainwashed by Dewey, that the tag world needs them. And to me, that's important. So that's my final thoughts on the weekend. How about you guys? Donnie, what are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts is it's an A-plus weekend for the world of professional wrestling. From beginning to end, all the events in Philly, capped off by an incredible two nights of WrestleMania, with a clear new direction and vision by Triple H. I'll always call him that. The new era has begun. The WWE is firing on all cylinders. It's a creative freedom for those guys, nothing of which they've ever experienced before. The walking on eggshells, I believe, has come to an end. You heard Michael Cole last night say, "I love professional wrestling." Do you think in any reality that would have been uttered 6 months ago? Hell no. And today I found out that they're actually moving away from the term sports entertainment, which is wild.
Yes, I heard about that too.
Triple H is doing a match from a dude that was close to death a few years ago. You know, and it was cool to see Stephanie McMahon back last night at Mania. Yeah. She deserves it. The woman has more knowledge and been around the business longer than anyone on earth other than Vince or Shane. Literally, Stephanie McMahon, even more than Shane, other than Vince, Stephanie McMahon is the longest tenured employee slash whatever you want to say in the WWE's history. It's Stephanie. She's been there since she was born. So, I mean, if anybody should come back into the fold now that all the depravity and insanity is gone, for the most part, it's cool to see her back. And I think her and Triple H can take this thing to stratospheres that we haven't even begun to imagine, dude. And
oh, yeah.
I hope all the young workers out there see it as a beacon of light and hope. And trust me when I tell you, they know when you don't think they know who you are. They have every one of you guys on the radar. They have their spies out there. They're getting their intel. If you're trying to reach them, they already know who you are. So just keep on keeping on, brother.
Hell yeah. How about you, JP? Final thoughts?
Cheers to a successful, a fun, an awesome weekend. And let's just keep moving. Let's keep working hard. And it continues. The grind doesn't stop. It was awesome this weekend.
Yeah, it was. Tommy, what do you got to say, bud?
Everything's already been said. Awesome weekend. Love everybody. And it's just here on out, onward and forward. And, you know, we will get our belts back, rep. But, you know, beyond that, we will get our revenge. So just keep moving forward.
Keep moving forward, everybody. You guys have a great one. We're going to have B-Boy next Monday. Look for an announcement soon as to start time. Tickets are available right now. Front row tickets for Heroes Welcome already announced. Myself versus Channing Decker. I'm going to try to take that belt off of him, just like he took it off Scorpio, just like Scorpio took it off Homicide. And Rick Blade is the guest ref. I actually have faith that Dewey is not going to get involved. So that's pretty banging. But thank you guys. Everyone, thanks for staying up for us. Remember, 11 o'clock tonight, check out Loud East Wrestling's event. And our event will be available for streaming very soon. We'll announce that next week. And keep checking us out on SpoWrestling.com and, of course, on Instagram. All right, guys. Have a good one, everyone. Love yous. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Peace.